So on Monday, October 25th, Cinema Politica will be screening The Catman at 7 p.m. in the SGWH Hall building at Concordia University, located at H110. The documentary from Michael T. Workman and Ken Pritzker follows the recent campus protests against Israel's genocide in Gaza, focusing on two cases from Columbia University. At a time when freedom of speech and the policies are so rigorous, the campus provides a vital opportunity to hear what protesters have to say about Israel, Palestine, and financial accountability when it comes to how universities and other learning institutions spend and invest their money. Today, we speak to Stefan Christoph, one of the members of Cinema Politica. Thank you for taking the time for this interview today.
Thank you, Remy.
So, for those who are unfamiliar with Cinema Politica, how would you describe your mission statement of screening truth to power, and what is Cinema Politica?
Thank you. Cinema Politica is a space where we feature documentary films primarily, also some other types of cinema. But the events are really both an opportunity to visit some of the contemporary issues of our time, but also to see how those issues are reflected in contemporary cinema. So that means that we have the film, but then we also have a discussion with community members, both on campus and in the larger Montreal community, that looks at the ways that the issues highlighted in the film affect people here on the ground. So, for example, last season we showed films that touched on many issues. From the housing crisis, which is clearly an issue that affects a lot of students, but also is more widely important in the community here in Montreal. Also, films touching on questions of climate change and climate justice, which have a local ramification, but also an international one. And the film that you've mentioned, The Encampments, obviously, it has been really important for a number of students at McGill, Concordia, UQAM, and UDM to stand up and to protest for Palestinian human rights. That has resulted in a number of actions, but particularly also there has been encampment actions here in Montreal. So this film is a chance, like other Cinema Politica screenings, to look a little bit from a larger perspective on how these issues have a resonance in many communities, but also to think about how these contemporary issues of our time resonate with the particular students and also larger community here at Concordia and throughout Montreal.
As you know, history is always changing and evolving. With that said, the screening of the encampments is being followed by this timely matter, given the recent talks of a ceasefire that's been happening. So, how important is that going to be inside of the discussion or when it comes to the screening of the encampments?
Well, I think one thing that will be clear to anybody who watches this film, The Encampments, but I think also probably was clear to anybody who followed the encampment protests at McGill or also at UQAM, Université du Québec à Montréal, that yes, there's a particular contemporary relevance to the issues expressed. As you mentioned, we're waiting right now to see if a ceasefire will hold, hoping that it will hold. But this is not the end of that story. Neither was October 2023 the beginning of that story, right? This is an intergenerational story. And I think that having that larger view of understanding how Palestinians have been displaced and without a nationality now for many generations is really one of the central pieces to understanding why the Palestinian struggle and questions about Palestine continue to persist at a very high level on an international scale in terms of international politics, because the basic point is that it's not being resolved. And so, although there's a cessation of hostilities, and that is clearly a good thing, the underlying issues, for example, the rights of Palestinian refugees, to return to their homes, any sort of sense of criminal justice for the civilians who lost their lives. I mean, there's outstanding courts at both the International Criminal Court and International Court of Justice, outstanding cases, excuse me. Those have not been resolved. So, yes, there's a sort of particular timeline in a contemporary setting, but the issues that underlie the story of the encampments as a film that will be showing here in Montreal on October 20th are much beyond the encampments. The encampments are sort of an exemplification of the fact that there are intergenerational issues at play. And I would just also underline that if we want to have a more accurate depiction of the dynamics at play, let's say within Israel, I think there can be this tendency to believe that the only political voice in Israel today is that represented by the government of Benjamin Netanyahu. But if you take a moment to explore the diversity of political discussion within the Israeli Knesset, for example, there's been a lot of pushback against these policies, right? And so there's a multitude of voices at play. And I think what the actual encampments did was open a real political conversation that was really grassroots. It wasn't just about those in power, but how communities are responding to a crisis point like this at a local level and at an international level. And so that local and global plays out here in Montreal or in New York City. Columbia University is a focus of this film. But then it also plays out within Palestine or Israel. There's a local and a global. There's the very local dynamics of the fact that, there's been a significant movement to protest the government of Netanyahu within Israel. And then there's been a significant movement against, for example, the expansion of Israeli colonies within the West Bank that's been really grassroots. It's very local. Villagers, international activists protesting nonviolently the expansion of Israeli settlements. So there's always a local and a global. And I think that that's what Cinema Politica is really meaningful for. Is that you take these international issues and then sort of think about how they translate down to a very local and human-based level.
Who will be the guest speaker and how will they provide a dialogue alongside this documentary?
Well, I'm really happy that one of the guest speakers will be Ellen Gabriel, who is a longtime Mohawk activist and writer, artist. Ellen was one of the spokespeople for the Mohawk community in the context of what's being called the Oka Crisis in the early 1990s. And she really spoke for the rights of Indigenous people here in Canada or Turtle Island. Ellen was very involved in speaking out at the encampments. She came and supported the students on a number of occasions. And we thought it'd be really important to sort of hear a very local voice of somebody who lives in the Montreal region and Ganasatagi specifically, to sort of give a very rooted perspective to the issues that you'll be watching. Because I think it's always important, and Cinema Politica, I think, is important for this sort of approach. It's important to get into the specifics, but it's always important to see the interconnections, right? And what's happening around a particular issue, quote unquote, is interconnected with other issues. And that's why in our programming, you'll see a lot of different issues highlighted, whether it's climate justice or economic justice or environmental movements or Palestine. These are all issues that are connected.
Documentaries have a powerful means to talk about subjects that are at times challenging to discuss in a regular discourse. So, what do you hope that audiences reflect on after this screening?
Well, I think this film, particularly The Encampments, is striking because it shows the story of those students who stood up and held that protest space for Palestine. I think that quick media reports can often remove an understanding of the humanity at play, just in the sense that people are making choices, not always like super easy choices to show up day in, day out at these types of actions, to participate in late night meetings, to face police brutality, to be criminalized, right? There's, whether you agree with the encampments or not, there's very legitimate political questions that they raise, right? And I think that in our time, right now, with Trump in power, it's very important that we understand that political movements are not simply slogans. They're human beings that come together in these spaces to raise issues that are important to them, right? And the blanket criminalization of the Palestine Solidarity Movement is unacceptable because it dehumanizes the thousands of students who made that choice to be there. And so I think what's powerful in a film like The Encampments is you get to spend a little bit more time with the students and the people who make up an action like this. It's not just a headline news story. It's not just a photograph. It's an experience over many months of thousands of people who are part of that process and also who had different perspectives, different views, different experiences, right? And that's really where that sort of local and global, I think, become very interesting because it's really in our communities that we can see that people make those choices to be involved and live out the politics of our time. The politics of our time aren't simply shaped by the most powerful figures in the world. They're shaped by what happens in our communities. I think it's always important to remember that although they don't acknowledge it, even a politician like Trump in the United States is impacted by what's happening on the streets around the world. There's no coincidence that the mobilizations for Palestinian life that happened in Italy, Spain, Australia, New York City, all around the world had an impact on the political decision to enforce a ceasefire.
I will correct myself and remind our audience that on Monday, October 20th, that Cinema Politica will be screening The Encampments at 7 p.m. at the SGWH Hall building at Concordia University, H1110. Thank you so much for your time today, Stefan. One last question here. So in related to this documentary, what other films would you recommend our listeners check out that could complement it? I feel that one that could be within the relation of Concordia University and the discourse and also the activism movement would be a film called Discordia that came out, I think, inside of the 2000s when Netanyahu was set to speak at Concordia University and what happened from there.
That's a film to check out. We show a lot of different films. So there's one coming up on October 27th, Monday, which is called Skodan, which is actually the story of an indigenous person who was turned into a meme. And he talks about his actual life and what it was like to be dehumanized in that way. Through sort of online culture. And so again, the film like that, which is showing on Monday the 27th, Skoden is Skoden, I think really sort of zeroes in on the humanity of these questions. There's been a lot of, and importantly, there's been a lot of talk about reconciliation and indigenous experiences in recent years, and that's clearly important. But I think it's always grounding and meaningful to sort of zero in and to understand how those experiences are lived by people on a daily level. And Skodan, I think, visits a lot of those questions of systemic racism outside of bold talking points. Bold talking points can be totally fine, but this film really zeroes in on the human experience of that.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Stefan.
My pleasure, Remy.